JLO News. The city of Montreal is buying 700 housing units in Côte des Neiges, Notre-Dame-de-Grâce to keep them off the market and alleviate the housing crisis. With a $103 million move, the city will use its right of first refusal to buy around 30 apartment buildings, most of them just east of Côte des Neiges Road, in an area local politicians describe as fairly low income and at times rough. Here is city councillor for the NDG district and member of Project Montreal, Peter McQueen, discussing the purchase.
We pounced. So a historic decision by our administration to, in one fell swoop, buy the most units that the city of Montreal has ever bought. The city of Montreal has done this kind of thing before. We've done it recently, actually, but first one building at a time, you know, a few units here, some maison de chambre, some rooming houses, small scale transactions compared to this. This is a whole different scale of transaction at $104 million. So what this does is protects those modest income tenants in their, you know, the rents they have now will stop going up.
When the opportunity for the purchase came up, the city moved quickly. McQueen says they didn't want to see the buildings go into the hands of landlords who might increase rent unreasonably or rent-evict the tenants. McQueen says these issues are huge driving forces in the housing crisis.
These people face two problems. One, their buildings can be getting run down. Maybe the landlord is like a slumlord, not fixing it up, not making the repairs that are necessary. And then on the other hand, of course, always trying to jack the rent more than they're supposed to be, or trying to evict them, to renovict them. They're going to get them out and then fix up the ways and then go for a much higher rent. This process happens especially when buildings turn over. So often, you know, some kind of long-term owner who's owned for 30, 40 years, maybe got it at an okay price, he or she or the company can, you know, will sell at a high price, get a good chunk of money out, and the new owners are definitely rent-evictors. So the new owners at the kind of prices they pay in Montreal right now are looking for higher rents. There is no question about it. And they're going to try to get them any way they can, including rent-eviction.
The quantity of cheaper rental units in the city of Montreal, a historically more affordable city, is decreasing quickly. Those who moved apartments in 2024 saw an average rent increase of 24%. The number of rental units on the market, priced between $500 and $749, dropped this year from 25% to 18%. This is according to a study from Léger and the city of Montreal. The city plans on keeping rents affordable in these units, but have not come to a decision on how those rents will be set. This task will be in the hands of Montreal's Municipal Housing Office. There are also repairs to be done on many of these buildings. The city plans on getting these done without permanently displacing the residents. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
On the ladder, hanging the disc. Yo, this is Josh here on CJLO 1690 AM. The show is Psychic Ceremony. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It is the last show of the year. Doing it live because I wanted to go over my favorite tracks, favorite releases of the year. You know, kind of departing from whatever kind of usual format me and Owen go for on this show and just kind of play anything and everything that I enjoyed this year. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Yeah, let's get straight into the music. I'm going to go for a release I really enjoyed the past few months. This is On Off by Cincinnati, Ohio's Artificial Go on their album Hopscotch Fever that came out earlier this year.
Upon the cracks in the cradle,
That was Police Scanner by Chanel Beads from the album Your Day Will Come, which came out in April of this year. And before that, you heard On Off by Artificial Go from their album Hopscotch Fever. Police Scanner, I think that's probably the fourth time I've played it on the show this year. A lot of these songs are going to be ones that I played earlier, or that Owen played earlier. This is definitely a greatest hits episode. So I hope you guys don't mind hearing a lot of stuff that might not be brand new, but is the best of the best. Yeah, that Chanel Beats album was really phenomenal, and it's really fun to be able to air an interview that Owen did on September 16th of this year with Chanel Beads. So you can listen to that if you go into the CJLO archive. Yeah, anyway, very cool opportunity and a great band. Next, I'm going to go into a track from an album I really loved out of the great American city of Philadelphia. The band Second Grade, kind of a, well, not kind of, really like pure power pop group, released a fantastic album, Scheduled Explosions, early this year. All the tracks are, pretty much all of them are under 2 minutes, and they're phenomenal. So I'm going into this one called Airlift Thits. Makes me feel like I'm 17 again.
Hey, little nightingale, what have you got for sale? Sing me on home, my honey, come, whoa. See, I've been on the shelf too long, been totaled by a love song, been in the school and dropped right.
Concordia Relay for Life is inviting you to an extravagant soiree this January 19th at 6 p.m. on the 9th floor of the JMSB building. The gala will showcase a diverse array of artwork from around the Concordia community, artist talks, and a look into fundraising for cancer research on campus. All proceeds will go to the Canadian Cancer Society, so bring your friends, dress to impress, and support a good cause during this elegant evening of culture and community. For more details, find us at Concordia Relay on Instagram or Facebook.
I once had a dream that I was eating a peanut butter and tuna fish sandwich, and let me tell you something, it was delicious. So the next day, I decided to make that sandwich. And in real life, it is disgusting. It is a disgusting sandwich. And the reason I tell you this story, pick up the phone, just...
Hi, this is Dreamscapes, and... we want to eat that disgusting sandwich because we're a show about dreams and we don't think that dream sandwich is disgusting at all. So yeah, you should be calling us to tell us about your dreams and your dream sandwiches. And if you do want to call in, the number is 514-848-7471. And we're on CJLO Mondays at 4 p.m. And we don't think your dream is weird at all. It sounds really good, actually.
Hi, it's Chapel Brown, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
My mama said nothing good happens when it's late and you're dancing alone.
Hey, welcome back to the show. The tune you heard before the break. What was it? Oh yeah, it was Airlift by Second Grade off their album Scheduled Explosions. Thanks for tuning in this evening. I'm just going over my favorite releases of the past year, 2024. It was a big one. I don't know, really good year for me, I feel like, overall. I did a lot of fun things. I'm really proud to have done this show pretty consistently across the full length of the year, got to air some cool interviews with people, got Owen to join me on the show, which was fantastic. And yeah, hope to keep doing that. Hope to update the website, actually have like a functional, fun website. It's kind of a goal for the year coming up. Yeah. Anyway, let's go back to the music. This is a release that was on probably every best of list that I saw this year, and for good reason. Cindy Lee's Diamond Jubilee, which kind of dropped out of nowhere. When I saw the email saying that it was available for download if you PayPal Realistic Studios the money, I don't think I've sent anyone money faster. And it was worth every penny and more. So let's go into a track that was probably the first one to like really make an impact on me on a album of 32 absolutely phenomenal tracks. Yeah, this one is probably my favorite, and yeah, this is Government Check.
Living
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. That track you just heard was Shannon Waves by Drop 19s. That's off their, I believe, still unreleased album 1991. I mean, unreleased about the record at their show on October 21st here in Montreal. But I believe, aside from those records that were for sale at the show, the album itself has not been, offered universally. Yeah, that show was super fun. That was also a really cool thing that we got to do this year. Owen had a connection with a friend who works with Greg Akel of Drop 19s, and managed to arrange an interview with him. Very, very cool to have, you know, kind of a 90s legend on the show. And, see them afterwards and chat with Greg at the show. So, yeah, you can check out the episode on the 21st of October if you want to listen to that interview. Yeah, otherwise, let's keep going. I'm going to change the vibe pretty dramatically, I think, now. Going into some kind of progressive house remix. This one I'm about to play, I just listened to so much over the summer. One of the highlights of this year for me was I got to DJ the Fantasia Frontiers Market after party through CJLO, which was just really honored that I got the opportunity to do something like that. It was my first time ever DJing like a party, and it was a 3-hour set at the SAT, which made me I've never been so nervous for something in my life, but this track I knew from the start it was one I wanted to play, and it was super fun. So this one is by Montreal's Regular Fantasy, remixed by the Irish progressive house producer Spritz, who also goes by Spray. This is So Sweet.
I'm
That was Glue by Montreal's Laughing off their album Because It's True. Really awesome power pop record. I think definitely one of the most perfect albums I had listened to this year. And, you know, really proud that it's from Montreal band, but also not surprised because there's always amazing stuff coming out of this city. And it's one of the best parts about living here. Yeah, I got to see Laughing open for Hotline TNT and Disc earlier this year. I hung out with former station manager Allison at that show. It was awesome. I think they put on, honestly, I liked seeing them more than I did the headliners at that show at Bar La Ritz. Yeah, anyway. Oh, yeah, before that, you heard Company Car by Snooper off their splits 7-inch with Prison Affair that I accidentally played at 33 RPM instead of 45. Saw Snooper as well earlier this year at kind of a strange show at the Fairmount. They were awesome. Snooper is incredible, and that song in particular, they opened up the set with it, and it just, you know, immediately set the bar impossibly high energy wise but they kept it going. Okay, let's get back to some more energy as well. I'm going to play one that I haven't stopped listening to since it came out, from Cassie Crute, former members of Palm. Yeah, let's just get into it. This is Reckless.
Oh, dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
This is CJLO 1690 AM. You could say that we're bumping that.
Hey, welcome back to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm just going over my favorite releases of the year. If you're just tuning in now, the track that you heard before that ad break there was Everything Around You, same title as the album that came out, by Montreal's Feeling Figures, probably my favorite Montreal band, and has been for a long time. Yeah. That was a phenomenal album, released on Celluloid Lunch Records, who put out a ton of phenomenal releases this year and in years past as well. And I'm going into another right now off the new Retail Simps record, Strike Gold, Strike Back, Strike Out. This is a tune that kind of departs from their usual style in a way that I find really fun. They're just a great band as well. So let's go into it. This is I Was Watering a Plant by the Retail Simps.
I was watering a plant with a tune in my head. In the janitor closet, I called you up and said, I wanted to tell you, but never did.
Welcome back to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. That track was Can't You See, the opening track off of Live at Value Sound Studios from Montreal's Submissives. Truly venerable band. I mean, that was... I was turned on to the Submissives by my roommate Liam when I first moved to Montreal 10 years ago, and it's really cool to see them keep doing what they're doing, keep releasing music that is extremely strong and better than ever. Although I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, this was recorded in 2017, but still awesome to get a release after all these years. Next, we're going into some Nick Cave. I really liked his album Wild God this year, and this opening track, Song of the Lake, is what I'm going to play next.
On the shore of the lake, the old man sat and watched a woman bathing. With his golden touch, the light was such that the moment was worth saving. And he sang the song of the lake, the song of the lake. And all the king's horses and oh, never mind, never mind. And he knew that he would dissolve if he followed her into the lake. But he also knew that if he remained upon the shore, he would in time evaporate. He sang the song of the lake, the song of the lake. And all the king's horses, oh, never mind, never mind. And he knew that even though he had found heaven, such as described in the ancient scrolls, still he felt the drag of hell upon his old and mortal soul. And he sang the song of the lake, and all the king's horses, oh Lord, never mind, never mind. For every evil under the sun, if there be one, seek it to be found. For there's either a remedy, or there is none. And if there is none, never mind, never mind. Never mind, never mind. Ah, never mind. Never mind. And all the king's men couldn't put us back together again. Oh my darling, well, where will we go? Oh now, oh my darling, where do we go?
All right, that's just about a wrap on this episode and this year of Psychic Ceremony. Thank you so much for tuning in this year. It's been a real pleasure. Yeah, I forgot to say that the song I played before the Submissives track was A Liaison by Vancouver's The Nausea, who I got to see at Initial Shock this summer. Really phenomenal performance. Had Taylor of Scream and Writhe, who organizes the festival, on the show as well. And wanted to play one of his tracks, but looks like we're just about out of time. So I'm sorry about that, Taylor, but listen to Primitive Isolation Tactics if you like noise.